You talk about otherness a lot in your book, and talk about how it is that you can examine otherness and understand it, kind of doing a SWOTS analysis. You can understand it as a strength or leverage it. Can you talk about what that means a little bit? Because I think especially as connected to what you've said as a woman of color who is not flattening herself, that kind of plays big.
Sure. So SWOT analysis is strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And I encourage folks in my book to do a personal SWOT analysis. Understand your strengths or weaknesses, the opportunities that you have available, and the threats that you face. Otherness is often treated as a threat. It is a threat to those who don't understand it, and it's a destabilization to those who possess it. Because when you're not the norm, people have to work to understand what you are. I see otherness as a strength. You can't tell me who I am because you don't understand it. And because I get to define who I am for myself, my otherness can take on dimensions. It is a weakness as well, because sometimes we become so wrapped up in how we are not the norm that we forget why the norm matters. Access to opportunity, access to conversation, people feeling that they can engage you requires that they feel some commonality. And so we have to see otherness not only as a strength, but it can be a weakness if it's not identified and understood. And it's an opportunity because it gives us a chance to change what we see and know to be true. I often describe myself as a sturdy black woman with natural hair, a gap between my teeth. I'm not married, and yet I am capable of being a strong leader.
Word.
Every one of those tick marks is an othering. But in my mind, it is an authentication of who I am. The fact that I would try to do this work, that I will do this work, despite not possessing the perquisites that I'm told I'm supposed to have, create space for other people to see themselves in power as well. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, leadership and progress is about ensuring not that you aggregate power to yourself, but that you diffuse it among as many people as possible so that they believe they can lead their own lives and find fulfillment and opportunity. And in my mind, otherness, when properly harnessed, is a transformative moment in our society where we then see ourselves as connected, maybe sometimes in competition, but never with the need to diminish the other to make ourselves one.
Mm-hmm. So good. So good.